Hey everyone, this is Vicki Sullivan. Dang, wouldn't it be horrible if you lost a big client only because they were going to a new format? Hey, it happens, which is why I think this heads up is important. This curveball is the result of a bigger dynamic. Many times, the client assumes that we can't make big transitions like VR. So they decide to use someone else and tell you the bad news. You can't save the deal because the train has left the station. So the real question here is, why did you get left behind? Here are two stories clients tell themselves about you that drive this decision. First up, clients assume that what you do for them is all that you do for them. This is why those who give workshops are rarely invited to give keynote speeches. It's human nature. It just never occurs to them that you are more than what they see. This right here is why you want to keep clients in the loop of the other stuff that you're doing. Even if your latest thing doesn't apply to them, the client knows that you're changing things up. That's important. Second, it's about risk. Even if clients consider you for the new normal, the big question in the back of their minds is, are you really good at this? If they think you're new at the game too, then they want someone with more experience. The last thing clients want is the new endeavor to tank because they use current resources that weren't up to the task. The antidote for these stories? Plant seeds. Early and often. Keep clients on your big announcement list. Add them to your social media community. They may not participate, but I bet most of them will lurk just out of curiosity. So when big changes come, they won't dismiss you out of hand. You'll have a fair hearing to pitch your new role. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.